I can't tell you how many times I've answered the next question. What's wrong with the tight ends? Hard to say, to be honest with you. C.J. Fedorowicz was drafted in the third round to be a wide tight end, to be a solid run blocker, and he struggled at that. Garrett Graham was re-signed in the offseason such that he could be a 65 to 70 catch a year guy, and he really hasn't gotten involved in the passing game. And Ryan Griffin is a perfect third tight end, but it just hasn't come together for those guys. Ryan Fitzpatrick has found a synergy with DeAndre Hopkins and with Andre Johnson, and the tight ends really just haven't gotten involved in the passing game as we all expected they would. If there's anything that this offense can do over the last seven games to improve, it is to get those three guys involved in the passing game. Sure, they've had a couple moments here or there, but they've not caught the ball as people expected. But most importantly, in the run game, in their 12 personnel or even 13 personnel where they've got two, even three tight ends in the game, they've not blocked well at the point of attack. Well, I should say, they haven't blocked consistently well enough for this running game to really run behind the tight ends. We need it in the run game. We need it in the receiving game. These three guys, Ryan Griffin, 84, C.J. Fedorowicz, 87, and Garrett Graham, 88, can really give this offense a kickstart over the last seven games. They're hugely important the rest of the season.